150 editions of A State of Trance. Are you ready for the next invasion? Let's hear it, Miami, for Tritonal.
Oh, mighty Tritonians. Tritonal on the decks right now for a State of Trance 550, live from Ultra Music Festival in Miami. All DJs play a one-hour set, including myself, so that means I get to talk to one DJ every hour, and straight off the stage, now in her studio, one of the most energetic guys I've ever seen on stage. Oh, Jochen Miller.
Thank you. It was really, really great.
Yeah?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
good crowd. It's early, but the people are so into it. Yeah, go for it. It's crazy.
Trending topic on Twitter, man.
Oh, wow. Wow,
there you go.
Serious?
Yeah. What was that last track you played?
The last track I played?
You can't remember. Blackout.
Blackout, yeah.
Your latest release, Wild and Perfect Day. Great tune. Will there be more?
Oh, I can't know. It's a record from Zook.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
People were asking on Twitter.
Okay.
Will you be doing more collaborations with Rank One?
No, we just finished our track with Wild and Perfect Day. And there's a remix coming out now, the Cosmic Gate remix, in a couple of weeks, a month. New remixes.
Okay.
Michael J. Parker remix, and they're still working on another remix.
And new track with Rank One?
We're working on it right now, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
And any other musical surprises for Jochen Miller?
They did a collaboration with the W&W guys.
Yeah, I've heard it. You played it on my laptop. Massive tune.
I played it here on State of Trance today, so
yeah,
it was good.
Really, really great.
And my new track, Zodiac, is coming out soon on High Contrast.
Well, we'll keep watching you on a State of Trance. Thank you so much for being here.
And thanks for being here.
All right, man. No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to Tritonal. You're in the mix with Tritonal from Ultra Music Festival for a State of Trance 550. One of the crew members here, Gijs, walked around in the venue asking visitors of a State of Trance 550, the invasion at Ultra Music Festival, how they are doing.
The pink microphone.
Skyler from Miami.
So what you're wearing?
Purple shorts, because it's Ultra, and that's what you gotta do.
Ultra Festival, if you have to describe what you see to the people.
A spaceship filled with lights and music that would transport you to another dimension. What do you see, Michael?
The most beautiful thing you could ever see, ever, ever.
You can't explain it. It's amazing. It's just simply amazing. That's it. That's all you need to say.
A State of Trance 550.
Stay tuned for exclusive sets by Cosmic Gate, Sander Van Dorn, and Dash Berlin. But right now, back to the Tritonians. Tritonal. Tritonal is rocking it. Let's have a quick look at reactions from around the world. It's trancing. Arup shout Hari, tuned in from ASOD live in a cab on his way home after a hard night of partying in Mumbai, India. And Marco Latovic says it's almost 10 p.m. in Montenegro and his neighbors are calling him to say, Marco, no sleep for us again? ASOD again? More State of Trance next week, coming to you live from Den Bosch. Then we have five different areas. The timetable has just been posted on thestateoftrance.com. And all the areas will be broadcasted live through thestateoftrance.com. But right now, you're live from Miami with Tritonal. Miami. How you feeling? On stage right now, two wonderful producers from the US of A. Chad is from Austin. Dave is from Washington, D.C. Please show your respect for Tritono. on stage here for State of Trance 550. It's so much fun to watch these two guys. They're jumping up and down. At one point, I really thought the stage was going to collapse. These guys are so enthusiastic. It's really fun to look at. And Ruben just had an interview with them.
What just happened in the rec room in Miami? This is Ruben Durant.
It's quite an extraordinary story how you guys met each other. So, Dave, you had to move 1,500 miles to be able to start Tritonal?
To be quite honest, I mean, I have been producing in my dad's basement for a longest time, and I was working on a personal artist album, which I was hoping to pitch to Harmon at some point. But Chad and I met online on a hardware synthesizer forum. During that time, we started talking about each other's beats. Like, he sent me his beats, I sent him mine, and Chad was like, you know what, you know, if you ever come down to Texas, let's do a collab. And originally, Tritonal was just going to be a collab of maybe one or two tracks.
Yeah, it
turned into a big thing. When I moved down, I was originally just going to go see my grandfather for a bit, but I stopped by, and it just went on from there.
You guys work a lot with singer Christina Soto. What makes working with her so well? I mean, musical synergy again, like,
yeah,
to you two guys?
Well, we met her, she's from Austin as well, and she's an amazing artist, not only on the records, we hardly ever have to tune her, but also live. We played with her Korea, Las Vegas, Hawaii, and all over the world.
The latest Tritonal release has been Can't Keep It In. What other Tritonal releases are coming up?
Single-wise, it's Ever After.
Single-wise, yeah, Ever After.
Mm-hmm. But so excited. Actually, guys, today, number one on Beatport, our fourth number one single, right? Can't Keep It In. Thank you, guys. The Tritonians out there, our fans, we love you guys. You're the reason we've had four number one singles from the album, man. What a gear.
The Rec Room. episode 550.